This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This has been a challenging year for the Republican National Committee for reasons obvious and perhaps not so obvious. The RNC is just off of one of the worst fundraising months it's had in a good couple of years. There are all kinds of reasons for that, of course, but the RNC, whose highest profile product, remember, is electing a president, is like any other business. When it's got less money coming in, there's a lot less it can do. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains what declining revenues might mean for the business of Republican politics.
National party committees help presidential candidates with things like voter registration, ads, and staff support. But this year, Republicans don't have quite as much cash in the bank to pay for it all.
They're just going to have less resources.
Bob Biersack is a senior fellow at the Center for Responsive Politics. The problem is, the RNC raised less money this July than in the same critical months of the last four presidential elections. It's still more than $27 million, which sounds like a lot, but about a third of it can't be used for campaigning. The RNC has less than half the cash on hand than it did at this point in 2012.
They're going to have to make some pretty cold, calculated judgments about where they have potential to be successful in November and states where they're just not going to be competitive.
Republicans have less to spend on things like state-level staff and voter outreach, which are expensive. Here's Republican National Committee Chair Reince Priebus explaining on CBS.
I need to know everything about a particular voter, how to move them, but then I need to make sure that I put an absentee ballot or an early vote procedure in the hands of the people that I need to vote.
Less money at the top also means there's less to spend down ballot. Diana Dwyer is a political science professor at California State University, Chico.
So given that the Republicans are struggling to raise the kind of money they usually raise for a presidential election at the RNC level, the National Committee level, I doubt they're going to be getting too engaged in the House and Senate races.
The House and the Senate have their own party fundraising committees, but even those aren't raising as much money this election.
The Democrats are outraising the Republicans, which, you know, if you had said that 15 years ago, I think people would have been shocked. But the tables have turned a little bit.
So, like any business, Republicans have to find a way to stay competitive, either by raising more money or by using cheap labor, which in presidential elections go by the title campaign volunteers. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.